Chapter 5. Here's the story.
"We have to save Prince," Jonah whispers. "It's going to eat him."
"Shh, stay hidden," I say. "It won't eat him."
"How do you know?"
Jonah asks. "It's not an it," I whisper. "It's a he. We're in the story of Beauty and the Beast." Jonah looks confused for a second, but then he nods.
"Is he Beauty or the Beast?"
I giggle and almost fall over.
"Seriously? Guess."
He raises an eyebrow.
"Beast?"
"Good guess," I say, patting my brother on the head. "And the Beast is not actually that scary in the original story. He's pretty sweet." I peek my head out from behind the shrub. The Beast is scratching Prince behind the ears. "Ah," I hide again.
"Can you tell me the story?" Jonah asks. "I saw parts of the movie, but I don't remember much."
"You want me to tell you the story right now? We're kind of in the middle of something here."
"Shouldn't I know what's happening?"
Jonah asks. My Nana used to read Jonah and me the original fairy tales, which are pretty different from the movies. I listened all the time. Jonah, not so much. I peek out once more. The Beast and Prince are playing fetch with a gardening shovel. They seem fine. I motion Jonah closer to me.
"Okay, well, there's a prince, and one day he gets cursed by a fairy."
I wiggle my fingers for effect.
"What did he do?"
"The story doesn't say, but it must have been something really, really bad, because the curse is really bad. The fairy turns him into a beast, and he can't turn back into his regular self until someone agrees to marry him just as he is, as a beast. Skip ahead a few years, and a merchant, that's a business person, is lost in the forest."
"The forest we just went through?"
"I guess so. Anyway, the merchant comes to the castle and sees a feast laid out."
"Oh, we saw a feast laid out!"
"Not so loud," I say, shooting another glance at the beast and shuddering. Then I feel bad. The beast seems nice, but he's still very, very scary looking.
"Right. The merchant ate the feast, but the beast didn't care. He left the feast for other people. But then the merchant went outside and picked a rose from the garden for his youngest daughter. And when the beast saw him taking the rose, he got really mad. He had left all that food for the guy, and then the guy had tried to steal from him. He threatened to kill the merchant."
Jonah's eyes widen.
"Kill? Because he took a rose? Abby?"
I nod.
"I know!
That wasn't so nice. But I guess the beast was really protective of his roses or something. Anyway, the merchant begged the beast to spare his life. He told the beast he had 3 daughters he wanted to live for. The beast told the merchant that he could swap his life for one of his daughters' lives. The merchant had no intention of letting one of his daughters die, but since he wanted to go home and see them again, he agreed to it, thinking he'd buy himself some time. When he got home, his daughter Beauty insisted on honoring the deal and going in his place." Jonah looks incredulous.
"Why would she do that?"
"I have no idea. Maybe she felt guilty because of the rose? Anyway, she moved in with the beast. He thought she was beautiful and loved her right away."
"Did she like him?"
"No. At first, she was horrified by him. He was really nice to her, though. He wanted her to be happy. But he was lonely and a bit grouchy since no one wanted to spend any time with him. But every day that she got to know him better, his looks scared her a little less. He also set her up with her own wing of the castle and filled it with beautiful clothes and jewels. Every night, he would ask her to marry him, and she would say no. She still really missed her dad. But then she discovered a magic mirror in her room."
"Like the one in our basement?"
"Kind of. When Beauty looked inside it, she could see back home. One day, she saw that her dad was sick. She begged the beast to let her go home and promised to return in a week. He agreed. But her sisters were jealous of her and convinced her to stay longer so the beast would get angry. She did stay, and the beast got really sad."
"Aww."
"One night, Beauty dreamt that the beast was dying, and she hurried back to his castle.
When she got there, she saw that he really was dying. He missed her that much. She felt terrible and told him that she would marry him. As soon as she said the words, he turned back into a handsome prince. The end.
That's nice,
Jonah says as I peek back out at the real Beast and Prince. They're still playing.
So where are we in the story now?
Jonah asks. I don't see beauty, I whisper, and the Beast is still a beast, so I guess we're near the beginning? Maybe before Beauty's dad, the merchant, visits?
So what do we do? Talk to the Beast?
Well, we don't want to mess up the story, so we have to be careful. But maybe talking to a real-life fairy tale character will bring your memories back, I say excitedly. And then we can use the magic mirror in his castle to go home. I bet we'll just knock and it will slurp us right up.
You're not afraid to talk to him?
Jonah asks me. Not really, I say. Look how sweet he's being with Prince. He might look like a monster, but he's got a good heart under that thick, gnarled fur. I take a deep breath and step out from my hiding place.
Excuse me?
I say, my voice a bit shaky. You must be Beast?
Beast probably isn't his real name, Abby,
Jonah whispers.
Oh,
my stomach clenches.
What's your real name, sir?
The Beast stands up and makes himself tall, very tall. He takes 5 huge steps closer and towers over us.
You will call me Mr. Beast,
he bellows.
Who are you?
I'm Abby, and this is my brother Jonah. That's our dog you're playing with. Isn't he cute?
I squeak.
Hi,
Jonah murmurs. Mr. Beast keeps glowering at us.
We're so sorry to have bothered you, I continue, feeling more and more nervous. You have really nice castle grounds. We didn't mean to interrupt your day. We'll be going home soon. If we could just use your magic mirror.
Mr. Beast's lips are pressed together, hard. His hands are fists. He looks pretty angry.
You're not going anywhere, he finally yells. You're a thief!
My arms start to tremble.
Excuse me? We didn't steal anything.
You didn't, but he did.
The Beast is pointing right at Jonah.
He stole a rose.
I turn to Jonah. What is he talking about? And then I look down and notice that on the ground beside Jonah is a single red rose. Huh? Why is there a plucked rose next to my brother?
Jonah, did you pick a rose?
Jonah's cheeks are bright red, redder than the rose.
I, yeah, for Mom, he admits. For her birthday tomorrow. We didn't get her a present.
He did what?
Jonah, I painted her a picture in art class. I told you it could be from both of us.
He looks down at the ground.
I saw that. Abby, you're, not a very good painter.
Humph.
Jonah! I whisper yell. You can't come into a fairy tale and steal things. This is exactly what I warned you about.
Mr. Beast raises an extra hairy eyebrow.
But there are so many roses, Jonah says. I didn't think anyone would notice.
I turn back to Mr. Beast. He's really sorry, I say meekly. He didn't mean to. The rose is for our mother. It's her birthday tomorrow. I made her a painting already, but apparently it's not good enough for my brother. I grumble the last part.
I don't care what his excuse is,
Mr. Beast yells.
He has no right to take anything in my garden.
Mr. Beast shoves his giant, hairy finger in Jonah's face.
You have stolen my rose, little man. Now you must pay.
Pay?
We didn't bring any money, Jonah says, his voice trembling. He turns to me. Did we?
No, we didn't. And I have a sneaking suspicion Mr. Beast doesn't want money.
Pay you must, Mr. Beast roars, with your life.